It's Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. A look at the initial stumbles by the CDC in making testing kits. The rollout of the testing kits was initially delayed because of faulty CDC test kits with contaminated components. The worst part of it is that the component that was contaminated was not critical to detecting the virus. It took more than a month for the CDC to get back on track, and it prevented the U.S. from ramping up at the beginning of the outbreak. David Willman, investigative reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, David.
Good to be with you, Oscar.
Wanted to talk about some of the early missteps that we had with testing in the country. Everybody's been talking about it so much. Testing, testing, testing. It's really the only way to track this and get a big handle on it and allocate resources, everything. It's really vital to the way we attack this virus here in the country. And early on, there was contamination at the CDC lab that was initially making these testing kits, and it kind of delayed this whole rollout of coronavirus testing kits. David, tell us a little bit about what we were learning.
Well, Oscar, as you alluded to, I think we're all pretty aware by now that there had been extensive delay in getting reliable test kits out to let the nation know whether this virus had made its way into the United States and the extent to which it might be spreading. And the article that we've just published in the Washington Post answers what had been the great unanswered question, which is what went wrong at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the arm of the federal government, which was responsible for designing and assembling the test kits. And it turns out that the CDC actually violated sound manufacturing practices, CDC's own protocol for doing things in the laboratory, and as we reported exclusively, this resulted in contamination of those test kits. And just to take it a couple of steps further than that, to sort of establish why this is important, the contamination caused repeated false positive results at public health laboratories around the United States, and those results invalidated the test and the ultimate test results. So the test was useless until and unless those test kits could be somehow fixed. So the false positives were occurring in an extra or third component of the kit that had been designed by the CDC scientists. And the sad thing is that that component, as it turns out, was unnecessary for reliable detection of the coronavirus. But nonetheless, for more than a month, the CDC refused to change out those kits. And then finally, the CDC told the public health laboratories that were just almost screaming in frustration, you know what, you can go ahead and reliably detect this coronavirus without using the third component. So really an unfortunate sequence of events.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, the most unfortunate part was that we didn't need that third component to see if somebody had COVID-19. And this third component was just kind of put in there that we would detect other coronaviruses, something like SARS. And that really hampered the rollout of this. As you mentioned, it took a little over a month for them to recover from this and kind of get back on track. In the meantime, other countries were using test kits from the WHO that didn't have this third component there. Did they say why they wanted that third component in there?
We have not gotten an explanation from the CDC that really explains why that third component was put in there. I think the best conclusion that I can make based on my reporting is that the original designers of the test thought that, well, this might make our test a little more superior because we will rule out that a person perhaps was infected with another coronavirus other than COVID-19. But as scientific experts explained to me, this was a completely unnecessary design move up front. We had no reason to think that SARS, which was an issue, 17 years ago, was an issue now. No, the thing that we had to fear as a nation and now as a world is COVID-19. So while the CDC dug in their heels to stick with this third component to their test, this virus not only arrived in the United States, but took off like wildfire.
So give us a quick timeline and tell us how this really delayed our ability as a country to test in the immediate, because that just seems like just a huge problem up front that we had not being able to test so effectively that, you know, it kind of secretly started spreading throughout the country.
So the original timeline, Oscar, is that on January 12th of this year, Chinese medical authorities made public the genetic sequence of COVID-19. And that's like the gun firing with a bunch of sprinters down ready to roll. So scientists around the world, including those with sponsorship from the World Health Organization and scientists at the CDC, set about designing a test that could reliably detect COVID-19 with a process, obviously, that gets pretty darn complicated involving DNA testing. So within just a few days, scientists around the world, including at the CDC, came up with a test that could detect COVID-19. But the big difference at the CDC is the scientists there designed in this extra component. And when the first batch, as I reported, was sent out in the fourth week of January to public health labs around the United States, the false positive results started ringing. Now, those other tests that were being done in South Korea, in Japan, in Thailand, didn't have those problems. And we see South Korea, I mean, the magnitude of their testing just to this day dwarfs what we've been able to do in the United States. And what that gives public health officials is the ability to sort of get ahead of where the hotspots might be and where you need to immediately quarantine, put in place measures that limit the potential for human-to-human spread.
That component is taken out of it now from the CDC test that we have, right?
That's correct. It's a reality that in laboratories, when you're dealing with highly sensitive instrumentation, a contamination can occur, but it should be caught by your in-house quality control process before it goes out the door. So that's a failure right there. And then when you start having the false positives ringing the alarm bell around the country, somebody has to call time out and say, wait a minute, we need to do something differently and we need to do it very quickly. But again, it took from the time of the fourth week of January, it took to really the first week of March for these kits to be overhauled. And that really put the country back. Now, there have been other problems with scaling up the availability of testing and getting rapid results that are beyond the CDC's original failure. But make no mistake, that original failure was extraordinarily harmful to the mission, the obligation to try and minimize the harm of this virus in this country.
David Willman, investigative reporter at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.